yourself, they're not very broad choices, where if you would step back from the issue altogether and reclaim your balance and your connection by acknowledging the positive aspects of the Earth spinning in its orbit, for example, now you have reconnected with who you really are. And if you do that on a sort of consistent basis, within 20 or 30 days, the path of least resistance for you will always feel good. Mm-hmm. We don't think you really mean it when you say, sometimes it feels better to feel bad than to feel good. But we do agree with you, sometimes it does feel like the path of least resistance. If someone says to you, I am so sick, the path of least resistance is not to say, well, you dummy, you create your own reality, you're obviously making bad choices. That's not the path of least resistance. The path of least resistance might be to say something like, well, bless your heart, I sure understand, and I wish things were better for you. And I'd like to think that they are getting better for you. And I've even been sort of where you are, and so I understand. And I found a way out, and I think that you can too, but don't try to do it all at once. Things will gradually get better. And if they protest, then don't push it any further. And we think that's what you're talking about. You've discovered that sometimes what feels like the path of least resistance goes against what you think you ought to be doing. But sometimes you're just, when you're trying to lead someone out of the mire or out of a dark place, then you can't necessarily be in that bright, shiny place that they can't relate to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes an actress or an actor will say to us, the role that I am up for is a rather negative role, and will it be detrimental to my experience if I practice this negative role? And we say, well, how do you really feel? If this is just a job of perfect typecasting, where they're looking for an out-of-control drug addict and you fit the bill, then maybe your vibration is not where you want it to be and you don't want to escalate it through this part. But if you are an actor in control of your life experience and you're playing the part and that's who you really feel like, I'm just a really good actor, then that's the vibration that's dominant within you, and that's your point of attraction. So in the same way, when you know that you are a teacher, and you know that well-being is your legacy, and you know how easy it is for you to achieve well-being, and you know that well-being is where you usually are, and you know what it feels like to have your inner being pulsing through you, and you know how easily you can choose thoughts and get right there, and you know that 5 minutes of meditation always brings you right back into that, then there's no risk in you acting the part of someone who is sympathetic to a problem. You get the sense of what we are talking about? Sometimes that is the path of least resistance. Sometimes we see you being awfully hard on yourselves, many of you, when you say things like, oh, I shouldn't think that thought. I shouldn't think that thought. That's an inappropriate thought. And we say, please do not be so quick to judge yourself inappropriate. Instead, say something like, well, it's a natural thing that I would have that thought right now. And it sort of comes on the heels of something else. And isn't it nice that I'm aware that that's not the best thought that I could choose right now, but I'm consciously aware and I'm making good decisions and I'm coming into alignment and things are working out well for me and I'm coming more and more into control of my life experience and I don't need everything to be perfect at all times for all people and we're all mixing it up pretty good and everybody's doing pretty darn good and everyone is living the life that they're attracting and the life that they're attracting is very valuable because words don't teach, it's life experience that teaches and sometimes in the worst of experiences the strongest of desires are born and I wouldn't want to deprive anyone of having a step one experience. And so there isn't anything out there that I could deem inappropriate or wrong. There's just a lot of people having a lot of experiences, and all of them, as far as I'm concerned, must be okay experiences because here they are, leading edge genius creators, having them. In other words, there's no big wrongdoing going on. Sometimes teachers like you come forth and you feel like, oh, I've got to get it right and I've got to teach it to others and we're all very far from this place of well-being. And we say, you're not very far. Look at how you live. You are magnificently creating. This is fine-tuning that we are doing here. Don't overwork it. Don't make yourselves martyrs. Don't work too hard. Don't struggle within it. Don't make too much work of labeling where people are or where you are yourself. Instead, begin saying things, soft things like, everyone's doing pretty well. And we all have the ability to do better. And I'm doing great, better at some times than others. But even in the times that I'm not doing so well, value is coming to me from that. And my inner being is with me all the time. And I am never forsaken. None of us ever are. We are never abandoned. Source energy is always right there for all.